30% of UK adults believe that grief should last no longer than 6 months. On average, though, we think it could take up to 18 months to get past some of the troubles that bring that grief brings to our lives. To tell us more, I'm joined now by Claire Williams. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, when it comes down to the fact that people will experience grief at some point in their lives, and it is something that everybody will experience, and it's interesting how having an opinion on how long it should last on something which is going to be very personal to other people is something we're kind of judging people on in some ways, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely not possible to put a timeline on grief because, as you say, very rightly so, it is very personal, and no two people are ever going to experience it in the same way. So to put a time limit on it or say to someone, well, you should be over it by now, is just, wrong. And that person, obviously, you don't know what that person's feeling or experiencing. And so, yes, I think that's absolutely true to say that it is judging people to think that they should have got over it by now. There was a lady that I worked with a while ago, and she had suffered the loss of her twin sister. And what she expected to feel was sadness, as you know, that's the sort of the common feeling that people have. But what she actually felt was anger. And it took her a long time to understand that. And we had to do a lot of work to understand where that anger was coming from. And a lot of time was spent processing that. And so that obviously took a lot longer than 6 months. So it's very unfair to tell people, yes, well, you should be over it by now. Well, you've suffered long enough, so get over it, sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, as the specialist grief counsellor, you've spoken to many people who have been through different stages of grief, seen things in different ways. Yeah, it's a relatively small number of people who will talk to a professional about grief, at only around 17%.
Yes, yeah. Actually, that was quite a frightening study, a frightening statistic that we found in the study that we carried out at Therapy Finders. And I think that, a lot of that is to do with either people don't feel comfortable talking about their emotions. Unfortunately, we don't live in a society where we make that always okay. And sometimes people see it as a sign of weakness. But also some people might think that it's not worth talking about, or it's not important enough to talk about. And I want to, stress that it is extremely important to talk about what you're feeling and try and understand, because a lot of people don't cope with grief very well and try and put on this sort of bravado that everything's okay. By just expressing how you're feeling and going through your emotions and talking to somebody can really help.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I've got a good support structure around me. And my dad passed away in November of 2021. And then my mom of October last year, and in the last few weeks I've lost one of my uncles as well, and the way in which all of these things kind of build up sometimes, and we will all find that we will reach an age where it's not grandparents and older relatives that seem to be going, it's actually relatives who don't feel that old because you've aged yourself.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about the losses you've had, but yes, there's a lot of us experience death as we're getting older. And like you said earlier, everyone is going to experience grief at some point in their lives through the loss of loved ones or other losses that people experience. It's not just through death that we experience loss and grief. And I think that's also really important to mention, because we have, it's very commonly associated with death, but actually grief can come in many other ways as well.
And you get triggers as well. I mean, when a well-known celebrity that's much loved passes, or in last year with the loss of Her Majesty the Queen, these things all then maybe trigger grief feelings that you've had from your own family too, and bring back memories. Yet you still need to maybe then rework through some of the issues that you've had. Or in other ways, it can actually sometimes help to see a shared grief that makes you realise that you can get through.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Like you say there, when you experience another loss through death, it can definitely trigger past emotions, and people work through what we call the grief wheel, which is different different stages of grief. And it's very common for people to go round the wheel and then, you know, go backwards. And it also seems like they would think they are getting worse or experiencing it again. And that's very, very common, especially when something else triggers it in our life. So it's really important to say that if you do have these feelings coming back from what you feel is something you've already got over, then this is a very normal feeling. And many things in life can trigger it, not just other death, but other loss can also trigger you to feel the way you did back when you experienced your grief in the past.
Yeah, and I mean, I know your tips include the likes of remembering and recalling happy memories, reflecting on the experience of grief previously, and things like release and crying. These all can, you know, come together to help you through a process which is perfectly natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I would say don't be afraid to cry, definitely, or, you know, even scream. It's the release of the emotion can be very cathartic, and often when we build up emotions inside ourselves that we don't express, or we, you know, keep locked in because we're scared to show it, or you know, don't want to show other people, this can become very overwhelming. And crying or screaming or whatever works for you can be a real release. And unfortunately, we live our society, you know, sort of looks at crying as a sign of weakness, but it really isn't, and it can be very helpful.
And it can help you build strength. And taking away that emotion, there's a reason why we cry. We may not understand it. We may never understand it, but it works. And that's one of those things that we should go back to. Another thing we know that works is getting help, getting therapy. I have friends who are regularly using therapy to help them get through grief. And we're going back a number of years from when the incident that triggered this can happen. So it is always worthwhile seeking professional help, because you've been there, you know what others have gone through, and you, through the pool of grief experience that you've seen, you can help people find their place, their way through.
Yes, yeah, I think that's really good advice. And I would always recommend reaching out to a trained therapist, particularly a grief therapist, to help you work through those things. And, you know, a grief therapist will offer you a safe space to process what you're feeling, because as I mentioned earlier, often what you expect to feel isn't actually what you do feel. And people can have a range of emotions when it comes to grief, you know, from the common ones of sadness and depression, right the way through to anger, and sometimes even relief or joy. And, you know, people find it very hard to admit that if they are having these feelings of particularly joy or relief, because it's not obviously the done thing in the eyes of people to feel these things, but they are very normal feelings, depending on, you know, who has died, the circumstances around the death, or, you know, past experiences with that person. So I think it's very important to reach out and just express what you're feeling, whatever that feeling is. No feeling is wrong. It's just important to recognize it and understand what's going on for you.
Yeah, well, you're a founder of Client to Therapist matching website, Therapy Finders. So this is somewhere that people can come to find someone in our area, or maybe someone they want to talk to remotely, because we can do that over Teams and Zoom these days. Yeah, to be able to have that conversation and make a start on the relief from grief.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone that's looking for help with grief can go to therapyfinders.co.uk, and they just have to fill out a simple questionnaire, and it will match them with the right person for them. Therapy Finders really has been designed to try and take the pain away from finding the right therapist, because often people, particularly when they're grieving, it feels like an almost daunting task to find a person to help them. And so at Therapy Finders, what we've tried to do is take that pain away, because the most important thing for a successful journey through any kind of therapy, not just grief, is that connection and that relationship that you have with the client and the therapist. And so what we try and do is find that perfect person, or that right person for every individual, and depending on whatever their needs are. Because that's the most important thing, is finding that connection.
Well, specialist grief counsellor and founder of therapyfinders.co.uk, Claire Williams, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.